From NPR and WNYC, live from the Byam Theater in Pittsburgh, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Our VIPs are the hosts of the hit NPR show, Invisibilia. And if you haven't heard it, Invisibilia focuses on the invisible forces that control human behavior. Like what forces you to eat every single Pepperidge Farm cookie in that sleeve in one sitting. But they do pose other important questions, like what would you do if you had no fear, no anxiety, weren't held back by your own thoughts? And the answer is, of course, you would eat the other sleeve as well. For further investigation into pressing scientific questions, we'll talk to our VIPs, Elise Spiegel and Lulu Miller. Let's say hello to our first two contestants, John Sundy and Will Asink. John, we so often tape our show in New York that I don't often get to talk to someone who hunts. I mean, if people could hunt in Brooklyn, they would do it. That would be the most artisanal, organic, cool hipster hobby on the planet. So if I were to start hunting, what should I start with?
Pennsylvania would be deer, but I would recommend you start at Whole Foods because it'll be cheaper.
Got it. It will be cheaper.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I've been hunting since I was 12, and I've probably got it down to $300 or $400 a pound. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Will, you are an HR analyst for a hospital chain.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what that means, but it sounds intense.
You have to have a passion for data integrity.
Oh. I don't know why you're getting all flirty at the beginning of the show. you know how brands have taglines? If you gave yourself a tagline other than the pretty amazing one you just did, but what would it be?
It'd be hang in there, baby.
Hang in there, baby.
For two reasons. Number one, my spirit animal is a cat poster. And number two... And the second reason is I'm getting married in April. So.
Oh! John, how about you? What's your tagline?
It would have to be, wait, I could have said that better.
Okay, yeah, I get it. This game is called National Public Roundup. As you know, all NPR shows feature funding credits, right, at the end where we thank supporters of public radio. Thank you, supporters of public radio. We are tweaking the line that ends with, this is NPR. Jonathan Coulton?
Yes.
Could you give us an example?
I would be happy to. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and this cyborg playing actor who promises, I'll be back. This is NP Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah, see? So all of the answers will fit on the end of this is NPR. Ring in when you know the answer, and the winner of this round will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Support for this program comes from a cult sitcom about a family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. Will.
This is NPR Arrested Development.
Yes, it is.
We'd like to thank this legendary biblical object sought by Indiana Jones, using ancient technology to defeat fascism in the free world. John.
This is NPR Ark of the Covenant?
That's right.
Ask Me Another, and this message is brought to you by America's number one trusted baking soda brand and the power of innovative thinking about baking soda. Will.
This is NPR Arm & Hammer.
Yes, indeed. Support for the station comes from a 90s action movie starring Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck, saving the world from a giant asteroid through higher learning and the promise of a better tomorrow. John.
This is NPR Armageddon.
You are correct, it is.
That was the better Asteroid movie. I don't mind telling you.
Oh, Deep Impact, come on.
Nope.
Oh.
I'll fight you in this, Will. I will.
I gotta say, with Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck, I was cheering for the Asteroid.
Well, killed one of them, so congratulations. Spoiler alert. Sorry, everybody. I hope I didn't just ruin Armageddon.
Armageddon for you.
Seriously, you should have watched it by now. It's a pretty big movie. Support for Car Talk comes from a family film about a difficult road trip starring Ice Cube, because children who travel together grow up to lead healthy, productive lives. John.
This is NPR. Are we there yet?
Yes, that's right.
All right. All right, this is your last clue. Support for Invisibilia comes from an irrational fear of spiders, nature's builders in a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. John.
What? This is NPR Arachnophobia?
Yes! Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, and find out, how did our contestants do?
It was a close game, but congratulations, John. You're moving on to the final round.